Good morning and welcome to Beach Lane Presents on this chilly Saturday morning. I am here with Radio Karam and Shannon O'Brien from the Pajama Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicola, for having me again. It's great to be back.
Yeah, welcome back. Shannon's done a previous Beach Lane Presents with us before the last autumn festival here at Beach Lane, and we're excited to welcome her back again for the upcoming winter festival and, more importantly, the National Pajama Foundation Day that's coming up on July 21. So, Shannon, can you give us a little bit of insight again for those who may not have listened to the previous podcast around what the Pajama Foundation does and who they are?
Sure can. Thanks, Nicola. So, the Pajama Foundation work with kids in foster care through a mentoring program that is aimed at improving their education outcomes. What I do is actually recruit volunteers known as Pajama Angels who then go out to the home of foster children, and we work with them for an hour a week on anything fun and educational. So anything that we do, we bring it back to fun, because our belief is if a child's having fun, they're going to want to keep doing what they're doing. Just a few stats around kids in care. There's over 53,000 kids in care in Australia. When our program started in 2004, there was 21,000. So those numbers have increased dramatically. We were actually started up in Queensland, and we're now in New South Wales and Victoria. Of those 53,000 kids in care, 75% won't go on to finish their VCE without some sort of extra support. And a pretty crazy statistic around kids in care is that 50% of homeless actually come from a care background. So you can see that the stats around kids in care are pretty grim. So we're really there supporting them and wanting to show them that anything is possible and that they can do anything that the next child in their class can do.
And that's so important. So what are the kind of ways that the Pajama Foundation support these kids in foster care?
As I said, we recruit volunteers known as Pajama Angels who then go out to the home of these children. We also do lots of events across the year to bring awareness to this area. You know, foster kids really don't have a voice. There's so much, security around privacy with kids in care. So we are there being their voice. So there's lots of events that we do across the year, the next one of course being our National Pajama Day at the end of July, and it's really about creating awareness and really raising funds to help more kids in care so we can find more pajama angels to give to them to help them.
Amazing. And so with the upcoming National Pajama Day, what is going to be involved in that and how can people find out more?
Sure. So National Pajama Day is our day that we try to get as many schools, businesses, any organisation who wants to get involved wearing their pyjamas on the day in return for a gold coin donation. So we have... we have so many different people taking part in this. Lots of schools take part, lots of primary schools, lots of high schools. We've had our first one kick off just last week. Footscray Primary School had their pajama day this year. I know there's been a few others around Victoria. But anyone can take part. Even if you work from home, you can just stay in your pajamas and do a little donation through our website. Our website is www.thepajamafoundation.com. If you head to the events page there, you'll find a link to National Pajama Day, and you can register to start collecting donations.
Amazing. I like the idea of working in my pajamas all day.
I do.
Sounds
too.
Pretty comfy. And you can obviously donate to such an amazing cause as well. So that's fantastic. Now, you're the Victorian coordinator at the Pajama Foundation, and you've been a resident here at Beach Lane for some time now. Can you tell us what brought you to Beach Lane?
Sure. So I actually, the first 2 years that we were set up in Victoria, we worked out of the offices, Auschild offices. So we give them a service and they gave us space to work from, which was so fantastic. It was really fantastic being tied in and being really close to all the caseworkers and management there. But a year and a half, or just over a year ago actually, we needed to move out of the Mornington office. So I started looking around for workspace, and I, you know, the way I work, I don't need an office where I'm locked away and all by myself. I much prefer to be around people as long as I can get a little bit of quiet in my day. So I started looking at different co-work spaces from Mornington, Frankston, up here to Carrum. And it was actually my beautiful mother-in-law who told me to go and tap on the shoulder of Georgia. So we actually, just before I did, we had my little boy's birthday party here out the back in the shed. We had a great day and she was saying, just go and talk to him. I'm like, okay. I don't think I can work from here, but okay, I'll talk to him. And then obviously after a conversation, I found out it was an actual co-work space upstairs. And just as soon as I walked into the space up there, I just had this beautiful feeling. The other co-working spaces that I've been to, they were very corporate. I don't really work well in, you know, those corporate offices that have no feeling. So as soon as I was shown the space upstairs, I just I had a great feeling and knew this was where I needed to be.
Oh, good. And we love having you here. It's Thanks, always darling. Nice to see your face around Beach Lane, and such a great also exposure for our listeners so that some of them might not be aware of the co-work space that we have on offer here at Beach Lane.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is really great. And as a result, we love being on board and supporting the Pajama Foundation wherever we can.
And you do a great job at it. Thank you. Really fantastic. Yeah, thank you.
So we're excited to have our upcoming winter festival here at Beach Lane. That's going to be running from July 21 to 23. We have some information up on the website, www.beachlane.co. But we've brought a family feel to our winter festival this year. So we really wanted to tie it in with the Pajama Foundation. And as we've been talking about, the National Pajama Day, that's on July 21. And we're having a family forum on the evening on July 21st that you'll be emceeing for us.
Yep, I can't wait.
Which is going to be
my
really
first
exciting.
Emceeing gig. So I hope it goes well. I'm sure it will be fantastic.
Be amazing. And we also are running a raffle over the weekend at the festival. We have a couple of bikes, a boy and a girl bike, that we'll be raffling off. And the proceeds for that will be going to the Pajama Foundation. So that's really exciting. And then even more importantly, on the Saturday, so the Saturday of the Beach Lane Winter Festival on July 22, we'll be hosting a whole heap of fun activities for the kids in the cafe all day. So we're really encouraging everyone to come on down to the Winter Festival, to bring the kids, to wear your pajamas, and to help raise awareness and much needed funds for this amazing cause.
We've actually got a drop-in art space that we're doing, that we're setting up for. I've just gone out to my lovely pajama angels to see who's really creative, because I am not so creative, but I've got some really creative types who've put up their hands to create this drop-in art space that will be fantastic for the kids. So yeah, I hope everyone gets down and really enjoys it.
Excellent. So if you're into art and craft and creating and want to wear your pajamas on Saturday the 22nd of July, come on down to Beach Lane to be a part of the fun. What else do you guys have in store for that week leading up to your Pajama Foundation
Day?
We've got
lots of events, actually. I'm so excited. We kick off the week on the Wednesday. We've got RMIT students in the city who are putting on an event at the campus on one of their orientation days. And we've got great supporters on board for that, RACV, Muffin Break, I believe. And there's going to be lots of raffles. There's going to be a DJ. It's going to be a great day. I can't wait to see what the students come up with. And then on the Thursday, we've got Chelsea Heights Football Club, who are going to be training in their pajamas. I can't wait to see it. So they've said yes to helping us raise awareness, and I'm so excited to just get down there and get photos of these guys in their PJs. So they do selections afterwards, and my husband actually is part of the Chelsea Heights Football Club. He's been part of them for over 10 years now, so they've come together. They support a lot of causes and a lot of, you know, their local people at the Chelsea Heights Football Club, so I'm so excited that they've said yes to this. And then, you know, on the Friday, again, I'm here emceeing, and then I'll be here for the weekend, so very exciting stuff.
Beautiful. So there's lots happening toward the end of the month for the Pajama Foundation. There'll be definitely more details on the Beach Lane website. So if you want to find out more, head to www.beachlane.co. And can you tell us again, Shannon, where they can find more information for you and if they want to get in contact or donate and help out in any way?
Sure. So I'm not going to give out my mobile number this time. That was a little bit of a slip of mine last time. But if you all just head to the Pajama Foundation website, www.thepajamafoundation.com. If you need to find contact details for myself, you can go to Contacts Victoria and you'll find my contact details there. And then if you want to register for Pajama Day, coziest day of the year where you don't need to do anything, you just wake up and go, jump on the events page and it will take you to a registration page. So I know there's lots of people in Victoria who are still to register. So if you're one of them, jump on and celebrate with us.
Yeah, get on board. It's such an amazing cause to help the foster children around Australia and certainly through Queensland and Victoria and New South Wales. So definitely head to the website to find out more information. I think I'm going to have to go pajama shopping to get ready for Saturday.
I've got a onesie if you need. I've got so many onesies at home.
Good to know. I'm going to have to borrow some so I can come prepared as well to support this great cause. So thank you so much for your time this morning, Shannon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And we look forward to getting on board and raising as much awareness and funds as we can for this great cause, the Pajama Foundation. And a big thank you again to Radio Karen for having us here.
Thank you, Radio Karen. And thank you so much, Beach Lane. Like this weekend, I'm so excited for, and it's all of you who have come together to really get behind us. So I'm just so excited. Thank you.
We are too. Thank you. Yes, put the date in the diary, July 21 to 23, the Beach Lane Winter Festival, supporting the Pajama Foundation. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.